An unconfirmed execution in North Korea brings the Christian plight to light. A ministry visits the 100 days in Rwanda that changed history. And a lack of funds closes doors in Zambia, hurting the people who need them most. These stories and more coming up on this edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Kramer. A rumor circulating about North Korea's public execution of a Christian woman last month for distributing Bibles. Voice of the Martyrs Canada's Glenn Penner says,
"It's an unusual report, and of course it cannot be confirmed or denied at this point. Almost anything out of North Korea is difficult or if not impossible to confirm.
What is known is that
there are more than 30,000 North Koreans who are believed to practice Christianity secretly in North Korea today, and for them to be discovered even owning a Bible, to say nothing of distributing a Bible, would certainly mean imprisonment and probable execution."
Earlier reports suggest the government is trying to entrap Christians.
"Pray for discernment for our brothers and sisters. Pray for courage for them as they seek ways of being able to share their faith with others. Pray for those who are leading these small groups, that the Lord would enable them to be able to lead their churches wisely."
Next, it's been 15 years since the Rwanda genocide, when around 1 million people lost their lives in 100 days. The Louise Palau Association held the Kigali Festival with Andrew Palau July 17th through the 18th to celebrate the reconciliation that's taken place since then. Over 70,000 people attended the festival, and more than 5,000 made a decision for Christ. The festival included a family fun zone, the gospel message, and live concerts. Pray for the new believers to get grounded in their faith. You're listening to Mission Network News. Cure International can no longer run mobile medical clinics in Zambia due to a financial crisis. The Zambia Executive Director Peter Kialo says this means that fewer children who are suffering from clubfoot or other physical disabilities will receive the medical care that they need.
Zambia is obviously the big country, and patients have to travel long distances, so it really becomes really expensive for them. So most of them really cannot afford, so we go to them.
Disabled children and their families often face ridicule because many believe they're cursed. Kialo asks Christians to pray that God would provide the resources to reopen the mobile clinics. It costs about $1,000 to run one for a year. He also requested prayer as the Cure staff explains the true causes of disability and share God's love with hurting people.
You find a woman that maybe the husband left her because she's got a disabled child. She has a lot of financial problems. And sometimes they even ask you, why does God allow this thing?
Meanwhile, Youth for Christ is giving kids all across the United States the chance to go to summer camp and hear about God's love. Many of the junior and senior high kids attending the camps don't come from church backgrounds. Dan Kriegel with YFC says camp is often a turning point in the lives of these kids.
Just the other night I was talking with a kid who came to me, and he had given his life to Christ at camp last year, but had still struggled with a lot of different things. And he kind of retreats and has begun using drugs. And he just finally broke down this week and just said, you know what, I'm sick of living this way. I want my life to count for Christ.
After camp, these kids still have to go back to problems at home. But Kriegel says they're encouraged.
When they do come to Christ, not all their issues at home with their family or the things that they're struggling with are going to go away. But there is going to be a God who's walking with them through that.
Pray for these kids as they open their hearts to Christ. To fund a kid's trip to camp, visit our website. And finally, the Southern Baptist International Mission Board recently appointed 21 missionaries to carry the gospel to four different continents. For many of them, their names and where they're going can't be disclosed. But IMB President Jerry Rankin says this simply means that God is opening more doors to proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ. Pray for these missionaries to not grow discouraged in areas where there are billions in need of Christ's truth. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Enter to win an all-expenses-paid Touch the World trip to India from Global Action. If your name is drawn, Global Action will be sending you to India to help distribute blankets to the needy, where thousands die every year from exposure during the winter months. Activate your name at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.